says, first we have a doubt whether he's Tola relying upon his own Seichel or relying upon Desdin, so he has to bring an Ashim Toli. And the Gemara explains. Now, the question is, though, is it considered still he's relying totally upon Besdin, or else no, it's not totally because he should have found out. He now is a Sof, he now is eating because he's a Shoigeh. But it's a time upon him, he should have found out. Like we said yesterday, he should have turned on the radio and heard the news. So if he does not do it, he himself is a little bit afraid to find out. So of course he's doing it now, he thinks it's still Mutter. But it's a Sof if it's completely relying upon Besdin, or it's his own fault. Now, for Loimi Boy, not only Laman Diyomar, Sibur Maisi, not only if the Pshat Smachlekas later will say, in the case where Roy Sibur does the Chet, and we have to bring a special power, is it Bezdin that brings it, or is it the Sibur themselves that brings it? So not only, according to the Man Diyomar, that Sibur Maisi, that Sibur has to bring the Korban, if so, the Mifsa for Milsa, then for sure everybody knows about it. It's the news of the town, that we have to now bring our own power. Everybody talks about it. So for sure there's a good start to say this person should have realized then that Besdin retracted, and maybe then he's chayv for sure korban. No, it's still a doubt. Ela filo man diyama. Besdin nevin, even if you hold that Besdin himself have to bring this korban, the lemifsuf milsa, not everybody knows about this chayv korban. But he heavy shoyel, heavy arminulay. If he would have went and asked people what's doing the psak Besdin made yesterday, does it still apply or not? So he should have asked. Since he did not ask, it's a little bit his fault. Like, a little bit he knows, he doesn't want to hear the Yissa. Like, he heard yesterday, Bezdin Paskin, it was Mutta. It was a big news to him. He never heard this before. But okay, he doesn't know better. He will lie upon Bezdin. But he's a little bit afraid to find that Bezdin retracted. Therefore, it's doubtful whether he's still relying upon Bezdin, or no, he's relying upon himself. Therefore, according to Rebbeleze, it's Oshem Toli. And I'm Rabbi Yosef Aravid. V'teima Rabbi Yosi bar Zvido. Moshu de Sumchis. What's the example to Sumchis? That he says here it's 100% doubt, and we leave it that way. There's no korban at all. L'mahadavadayim, what is this like? Li'odam shehevi kaprosai. A person that did a chet, and he has to bring a korban, and he brought his korban. But he brought the korban bein hashmashas. Right after Shkia, he brought the korban. So the topic is it called day or is it called night? The halacha is, if you bring the carbon at night time, it's possible. We have a possibility by yom savosayim, you have to bring the carbon at day, and by night it's possible. So the question is, was the yotzer his chiv or not? He has a chiv to bring the carbon, and he brought it 5 minutes after Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia. It's ben hashmashes now, so it's a topic. So topic by yom nischapaloi, doubtful maybe this carbon is considered being brought by daytime. And then he has his kapara. He brought his chatas already. He would not have to bring another one. Sofik mishach hashecha is chapala. It's doubtful. Maybe at this time, though, it's called night already. And then the loch is that he does not have his kapara. So in such a case, the loch would be Shane, maybe Yashem Toli. He would not have to bring any carbon at all, because it's a pure sofik. There's not diamond to the case before. A real Yashem Toli is where you ate a piece of fat, and you have a doubt whether it was chelav or shumin. So there it's a good suffix, we leave it yechayv noshim toli. But over here, since you already brought your kapara, you brought your korban, suffix whether it was good or not, here it's worse. Now why is it worse? Since nobody can know, it's not known now whether it was day or night time, so he cannot be mechayv another korban. I guess 100% suffix. I'm not sure. By a regular Shem Toli, the person ate a chalif. Something, whether it was this or not, even there also we do not know for sure. I'm not sure. And now the more goes on. Yeah. Beloy mi boy, not only, Laman diyama bezdin mevian, that bezdin brings a special power, to la yifsafa milsa, it's not known, not everybody knows about it. Ela fidu laman diyama tziba mevin, even if you hold a tziba, every yachid has to chip in, it's called their korban, the mefarsim amilsa, everybody knows about it, still, vevi arminin lehu, tohocha, vevi arminin lei, tohocha, the suffering of by jayin, suffering of shecha, he shoyo leyashkach inesh, the mishayle. Here though, if you would ask, it could be, nobody would tell him. So it's still 100% suffering, that's sumchus asvara. What are you telling me? You should have asked. Maybe he didn't find anybody to ask. So it's still 100% doubt, like, what does this person have really in mind? Does he really rely upon Beis Din? Or maybe no, he's just afraid to find out if Beis Din retracted or not. So according to Sumchit, it's like 100% doubt, and therefore there's no korban at all. Almost the Mishnah says, Omar loy ben azai, mai shino min ayoshev. That the Mishnah said, if the person is at home, so then he's chayv a korban. He's not considered relying upon Beis Din, because Beis Din really retracted. Just you did not hear about it, but if you're at home, you should have found out. Turn on the radio, listen to the big news. Beis Din retracted. Hashem, if you go on a trip, you're away from home, then you'll be potter. So Mor says, Shafi komale Rabbi Kiva le Ben Azai. Rabbi Kiva says, very good to Ben Azai. That if the person is at home, he should have found out. Ask people. You find out Beis Din retracted. If the person is Hol Chalam Dina Fayam, he has nobody to ask there. Some Rabbi says like this, true. But the Waswatka Machloikis Ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva, like everybody agrees, if the person is mamish at home, so Pshit is his fault. He should have asked people, did Beis Din retract or not? If the person goes Lamdina Fayam, there's nobody to ask. For sure he's still considered a Tala Vadas Beis Din. So where is the Machloikis? Machloikis says, Hechzik Baderech. He's packing his car now. He's on his way to take the trip. That's the Machloikis. Ike Benayu. Le Benazai Chayiv. So the Beis Isa, even though he's packing his car right now, he's on his way to take the trip, but he didn't leave town yet. He's still in town. So Kozman, he's in town. It was upon him to ask people, what's new? What happened with Beis Din? They retract, didn't they? So therefore, if you did not ask, it's called you're relying upon yourself, and you be chayav a korban. But Rabbi Kiva Pata, so Hechzik Baderech, he holds no. Since the person already started to pack up his bags, he thought maybe got into the car already. So already he's thinking about his trip now. He's not thinking about now what's doing in the town anymore. So it's not upon him to ask around. Therefore, he has the right just to leave. And as far as he knows, yesterday Beis Din Paskin, this chaylev is mutter, it's still considered he's relying upon Beis Din. That's the machlekes. Where Hesuk Baderech, he started his trip, but he's in the town. Is it still not chreis for him to find out or not? Then its Mishnah says, Hoyru loy Beis Din laker es kol aguf. The Mishnah says, like, when do we have our first halachis? That when Beis Din Paskin's wrong and the tzibah listens to them, that Yechidim Apotah from the Korbin, that they made a mistake in a mixas of the halacha, where they said the chlal, there's no Shabbos in the Torah, there's no Avodah Zarah in the Torah, then nobody has a right to listen to them. That's not called Harois Beis Din. Then if the Yochid listens to them, he's Chayav a Korbin. Tana Rabbon, V'ne'elam Dover, the Pasuk says, that the Beis Din forgot a Dover, something, so we dash Musum see why, V'loisha Yaker HaMitzvah Kula, and not with Beis Din Paskins that there's no Isser at all. Ketzad, what does this mean? Omru ein nidah b'Torah. If the Beis Din Paskins, there's no Isser nidah at all. Even though your wife still has a period, still she's mutter, there's no Isser nidah at all. Or else ein Shabbos b'Torah. Beis Din Paskins, there's no lametes melachas at all. Or else ein avos and kovim b'Torah. There's no Isser to worship Avodah Zarah. So in such a case, Yochel Yechayovim, maybe when the Tzibo listens to Beis Din, there'll be the special korban Tzibo, the special power that Beis Din or the Tzibo has to bring. Talmud Leimano, the Pasuk says, V'ne'elam Dover. They forgot, we'll soon see how we dash, and it's something, part of the Avera, they forgot, but V'loishe Tesalim Mitzvah Kulo. But not in the case with Beis Din Paskin, the whole thing is mutter. That's not called a psak at all. We'll soon see as far as why. But everybody's supposed to know that there is a mitzvah of Shabbos. There is an Aveira of Avodah Zarah. You're supposed to know this. See, if Beis Din tells you there's no Avodah Zarah at all, that's not called a psak. You have no right to listen to them. That's not called Yatollah Badas Beis Din. And if the Tzibah did it, that's not, there's no Chiyuv Korban Tzibah. No. Right, so, Tavav Ne'elam Dov V'loishe Tesalem Mitzvah Kula. Harayel Apturim. Yochichayim Tavav Ne'elam Dov V'loishe Tesalem Mitzvah Kula. Avalomah, what it was said, Avalomah, let's say Beis Din says like this, Yesh Nida Batari, yes, there is a parasha of Nida. Aval Habal Shemeris Yoim, Kineged Yoim Potah, that's halacha when Isha first has a period. So she's tummy for 7 days, then if she stops seeing, she can go to the mikveh midiraisa, she's torah. The next 11 days, those are called the Yud Aleph Yoim, that if she sees one day during those 11 days, she's only tummy that one day. She has to watch only one day, and by the next day, if she doesn't see, she can go to the mikveh for the next day. So let's say Beis Din Paskin, there's no tumah, the Yud Aleph Yomim. There's no din of a Shemeris Yom, Keneged Yom. only the first 7 days she saw me. After that, there's no dam. Or else, let's say, Bez Mepaskins, yes, Shabbos Patera. Yes, there are some malachis that are also on Shabbos. Avol, but just one is Mutter. Avol ha-moitzim reshus ha-yach reshus ha-rabim. Potter, they pass and you're allowed to carry out on Shabbos. Or else, yes, Avoraz Mechavim Batera. There is an Isra. You're not allowed to worship another strange god. Avol ha-mishtachat ha-potter. We'll soon explain what it means. But if you stand, bow down to the Avodah Zorah, that's okay. There you're potter. So there's the passage like this. Yochu Yeif Turin. Maybe here also it's not considered a stock of Bezdin. So Morris soon asked, if this is not, so what is then? There is a parsha of Hora Bezdin. But I would have thought to say, even in this case also, if Bezdin Paskins, these things are mutter, it's not called a stock, and therefore if the whole Seber listens to them, they're still potter from the Korban Seber. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, V'ne'elam dover, you forget something, V'loi kol haguf, and not where you forget the whole mitzvah. That's how we're dashing up the halachas. Now we'll explain it. Oh, Mama, what we just said before, Yochu Yei Peturim, I would have thought to say in this last case, that there were Bezdin Paskin's part is Mutter, that there's no Korban Seba, the Potter, for the Gemara, V'vakiyah Miksas, Obito Miksas Peturim, if in this last case, where Bezdin only Paskin one part of the Avodah Zorah is Mutter, you'll have to be Mishtachaveh, but they agree you cannot bring a korban to the Avodah Zorah, you cannot be makta to the Avodah Zorah. So if this is potter, if so, will be akiras kol haguf p'turim. And you're telling me also, Bezdin Paskin, that the whole Yisra of Avodah Zorah is also muta, with the oikah, the whole mitzvah, they're also potter from the korban tzibur. If so, for my chayovim, where is the case that Bezdin is chayim? There is a parsha in the Torah that if Bezdin made a mistake, and the tzibur listens to Bezdin, that there's a special power to be brought. So you're telling me now, in both cases, the potter, how could that be? Like, what's the habimino that both cases should be potter? So what's it like this? Tona, this b'raisa, hokhi kokashile. This is what was bothering this b'raisa. Eim alefta like this. Dova kula milta mashma. The Pasuk says, v'ne'elam dova, they forgot something. Maybe the word dova means completely. They forgot the whole mitzvah Shabbos. They forgot the whole mitzvah by the Zara. Talmud Leimanel, the Pasuk says, v'ne'elam dova. It says, v'ne'elam dova, we'll soon see why. It means only partially and not completely. My mashma, how do we know this? How's the mashma? Amar Ula, Korebe, read like this. V'ne'elam midover. Tursant. The extra mem of v'ne'elam, the last mem, is mishtamish both words. We could put it to the next word also. So as if we're reading it, v'ne'elam midover. Not a complete dover, but just partially midover. Tursant is Russia. Even though it only says v'ne'elam dover, but this last mem from the ne'elam, we can read it on both words. Mishtamish both ways. Chizki Yomar, Omakor, the Pasuk says, V'yosu achas mikol mitzvot. So we dash in mikol mitzvot, mikol from the mitzvot, v'loi kol mitzvot, and not all the mitzvot. For the Gemara, mitzvot is tarfi mashma. What kind of mashma is this? Mitzvot is mashma too. In other words, they only said one complete mitzvot is muta, but not all tarfiak mitzvot. But maybe one complete mitzvah they paskin is muta. Maybe they paskin completely avoid the zaras muta. Where's the right from this pasuk? Mikol mitzvot is tarfi mashma. Or Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, no, mitzvah ksiv, it only says one vav and not two. It's Lashon Yochid, so therefore it's mashma mikol mitzvot, mashma from part of this one mitzvah, but not even one complete mitzvah. So the parsha where Bezdin Paskin's wrong, and the tzibah listens is only where the psak was upon a partial part of the mitzvah. Rav Ashi Yomar Yalev Dova Dova Mizoki Mamre. The Gzera Shava from the Pasha of Zoki Mamre. The Siv Bey the Zoki Mamre says about the Pasha of Zoki Mamre, where he argues against the Bezdin Agodol that he's Chayiv Mitzvah. Also the same halacha there. Only if he argues on a partial of the mitzvah. But he argues on the complete mitzvah, there's no Pasha of Zoki Mamre. It says there, Kipoli Mimcha Dover. Then it says, Lysosu Min Adover Shagidlo Choyomun Osmoil. So my mom, just by the parsha of Zoki Mamre, Min Hadover, it says there, Kipolim Mimcha Dover, and we dash in the means, it says, Loisosu Min Hadover, so we dash in Min Hadover, from the Avera. Vuloi Kol Dover, not a complete Avera. So this parsha of Zoki Mamre is the only where he's arguing. On part of the Avera is Afaro. The same thing when Bezdin Paskin's wrong, and the Tzibah listens to Bezdin, that there's new parsha of Korban Tzibah, Dova V'loi Kol Aguf. It has to be only where the psak was upon part of the Aveira and not on the complete Aveira. That's how we darshan. Om Rav Yudom HaShmuel Ein Bezdin Chayovim Achiyore V'Dovar Shein HaTzedukim Moitim Bo. A similar type of halacha, but not a little different kinesh, that when is it called a psak bezin, if it's upon something that the tzedukim do not admit, that means it does not say clearly in the Torah. In the Torah Shebiksav, you will not see that very clearly. And then it's called a psak bezin. Not everybody knows about it. But the tzedukim, they only believe in Torah Shebiksav. What it says clearly in the Torah, they listen to. They hang their tzitzis up on the wall. It says reason, but it says you see it. So they hang it on the wall, you'll see their tzitzis. So it says clearly in the Torah, then, Surin. Then if Bezdin made a mistake in something which says clearly, even though the tzibah listens to Bezdin, there's no parsha of a carbon tzibah. Again, the same svara that's not called a psak. Bezdin, everybody should have everybody reads the Torah. We know Torah Shabbat. My time, what's the reason? Zil Korbe Rav. Whoever you are, Chumash you learned. So you should have known the Torah says this is also. You should not listen to the Bezdin. Just the thing that the Sukkim argue on, meaning it does not say clearly in the Torah Shabbat, that's totally relevant in the Torah Shabbat Peh. So there you have your answer. You do not know, you're not sure. Torah Shabbat Peh, there are drushes. Maybe Bezdin knows how to dash him better than I know. Then you can rely upon Bezdin. Zil Korbera. Now, Tanan, we learned, Yesh Nidah Bater, says the Mishnah, if Bezdin paskins Yesh Nidah Bater, but the mistake was that during the 11 days after the period, after she finished seeing, after the first 7 days, during those 11 days, then there's no tumah. So they say that's called the psak bezdin, that'll be a chiv korban. The question is, why? Shemeris yom k'neged yom, these 11 days, that if she sees one day, she becomes tummy just that one day, it also says in the Torah, it says, for sofrullah, she has to count. Malamish yosaferet echod liyechod. And with Asher, the Sofer law, she counts, meaning there's a count sometimes of only one day. What do you mean a count of one day? That means when she sees once during these 11 days, she's telling me that one day. Says so, why does the Mishnah say it's called the Psak Bezdin? The Tzedukim also admit to this. So where it says, the Amri, Haror, Sharia, Kamar, Bi Yehudi Yathira. The Tzedukim make a mistake like this, that maybe the Psak was that Haror is Mutter. That if you only make a Tzemachloikis, what Haror means. That's the beginning of the Biyah. Either means in the Shika, you just touch her Mokum, your Ava, the man's Ava, just touches her Mokum, or even Achnosis HaTorah, the first round tip goes into it, just that. So they held that Smuta. Where is it also to live with an Ida? A Gemar Biyah, where the whole aroma of the Ava goes inside. But just Haroah on the Shika, that Smuta. That was the mistake. Freddy Gemar, no, Hanami Ksiv. Such a mistake also says in the Torah. Also the Tzedukim Amoyed to this. It says as Makor Hora that we darshin even Hora is also the Bizas Neshika. The Ascholos of Via is even also with an Ida. So Tzedukim also admit to this. So that can be the mistake of Bezdin. So it must be the Amri Kedaku Asira Shle Kedaka Sharia. It says live with your wife normally, that's also when she's an Ida. But Shle Kedaka from the backside, that's okay. They said that's Mutta. Samara says no. Chotziv, it also says clearly in the Torah. It says Mishkav Isha. That we dash in a double Mishkav, whether Isha or Kazachar. In both cases, it's Navera. So the Torah says clearly with your wife when she's in need of Shlei Kedarka is awesome. So maybe like this, the Yamri, they said, the best in Paskin, Kedarka Osa Filoro. Let's see. If you live with your wife normally and she's in need of, then even with her raw, the Tchilas Bia, that's Navera. That's awesome. But Shloi Kedaka, if you live with her in the back, Shloi Kedaka, then I'll tell you they made a psak, Gemar Bi Yehudi Yosef. It's only Yosef Rove of the Aver goes inside. Abel Haroah, if it's only in the Shika, just the beginning or just near it, then Sharia, that was the mistake they made. So that's called the Miktas of the Issa Nida, and this the Tzedukim do not admit to, so that's called the psak, the Toys Bezdinim. For the Mari Hachi, if so, Afilu Nida Nami. So why does it say they made a mistake in Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom? This mistake should have been in the first 7 days also. When she first saw a period that she's Tamei Nida, it could be the same mistake. That Bezdin Paskin, if you live with her now, Shaloi Kedarka, with Haroah, that she's Mutta. So that mistake, why do you say only on the 11 days? It should even be the first 7 days also. This cannot be the mistake either.
Ela rather li elim kesus kedarka, that they made a mistake to say you're allowed to live with your wife even a normal bia. Aye, the question is, the amri harav biisha, or the amri, they say like this, harav biisha davu diksiva. That the Torah says is nisa harav, that means the rice itself, even the beginning of the bia, that's only by davu when she's a pure leader. But during the Shemeres Yom, during these 11 days, and then they passed and there's no Issa Haroah, that was their mistake. Here it doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Even though it says the Issa Haroah, Chilas B is also, but they'll say that's only when she's a pure Nida, only the beginning of the period. But after 7 days goes by and she's Torah from that, then the next 11 days, if you see then, they passed and that Haroah is Mutter. So that was the mistake, and that's why the Mishnah says, by Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, they made a mistake there, we could find the Miksas Avera, where it does not say clearly in the Torah, the Tzedukim did not admit to that. So this is considered a Pesach Bezdin. And if the Rov Tzibah listen to Bezdin, this is the case of Chayav Korban Tzibah. The voice of another Torah could be like this. The Amri that Bezdin Paskin, Zovo Lehevi Yelav Yamama. That these Pashas of the Alocha, not Alocha, of these 11 days are, that if she sees 3 straight days, she becomes a Zovo. She has a Mohammedi Katumah, she becomes a Zava. So they'll say it's only if she sees by daytime. But if she sees 3 night times, that does not make her a Zava. They're still, because the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Zava. It says, Yomim. Masha, she only becomes a Zava if she sees by day, not by night. So that's the mistake that they made during these 11 days. That's why the Mishnah of the Brisa said they made a mistake during the 11 days. Here it's called the Pesach Bezdin. Tanan learned also, if Bezdin Paskin Yesh Shabbos Batera, Avol Hamoitzi Rishus to Rishus Pata, but they Paskin, you're allowed to carry out on Shabbos, that's called the Pesach Bezdin. If the Tzibah listens, the Chayav Korban. The question is why? This also says in the Torah. The Amai, Hoitzok Tzibah, says in the Torah not to carry out on Shabbos. It says, Loisaitziyu Masa Mivatechem, you're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. The Paskin Yimiyo, but it's also in the Psukim and in the Chumash also like this. Yeah, well, not this, I'm further, brother, this Pasuk. Come on, everyone has some different Pasuk. The side someone did give should be, Al-Yaytzi Yishmim Kaima. That's the Pasuk in the Chumash. Alright. Kisa the Apsukim not to carry out on Shabbos. They saw the Tzedukim admit to this. So why is it considered a Pesach Bezdin then? So I'll tell you, the Amri that says this, Hoitzohu Diyosach Nosamuta. Maybe you can't carry out from your house to the Shasarabim, but to bring in, that's Muta. And that doesn't say clearly. The voice I must answer you, the Amri, Hoitzovach Nasu Yasir, no, they admit both. You can't carry out, and you can't bring in from Rosh Hashanah. That they admit. But the mistake was, Moishit, if you hand from one hand to another hand, Moishit is on two diutas on the same side of Rosh Hashanah, you have two apartments, or two front porches sticking out, and you hand from one porch to another porch, Daimah to the Mishkan, when they hand it from one wagon to another wagon, that's the Malacha Moishit. So this, they said is Mutter. Or else for Zurich, they said you're allowed to throw to Rosh Hashanah. Or in the Rosh Hashanah you're allowed to throw. Here it doesn't say clearly in the Pasuk. That's called Haroz Bezin. For Zurich Shuri. Tanan, we learned another case was, Yesh Avodah Chavon Batara. The Bezin admits that there is an Isra Avodah Zorah, Alvo, but the Pesach was Hamishtach of the Potter. Whoever bows down to the Avodah Zorah, that's Mutter. And that's called the Pesach Bezin. The question here also, why? The Amai, why? It says in the Torah, it says, to not bow down. So the Issa says, so the Tzukim admit to this. So why is it called the Pesach Bezdin? The Amri, the Bezdin Paskin like this. Ki Asir Ishtachava, true, we admit the Torah says it. But when is it also Kedarka? If this is the normal manner to worship this Avodah Zarah, if the way the Goyim worship this Avodah Zarah is with bowing down, so the Torah says a Jew is not allowed to do it. Avol, even a guy really can't do it. Avol shloi kedarka, but let's say by Balfour. There the avoid is not to bow down to Balfour. The avoid is something else. Yeah. So in the Sharia, now somebody wants to bow down to Balfour, here they pass in the smuta. So again, it's not a clear pasuk, therefore it's called the psak. The boy is saying, not to the army, it's like the sachavim, gufa kedarku diyosa. But what does that mean? The yispe pishu yudan raglayim. When the Torah says you can't be mishtach, what that means,